This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Russia and Ukraine conducted a second major exchange of prisoners of war in 2 days on Saturday, while Russian officials threatened an uncontrolled escalation of war as Western leaders discussed whether to allow Kyiv to use their weapons for strikes deep into Russian territory. Diane Tao from Reuters reports.
Слава Україні!
Russia and Ukraine conducted a major exchange of prisoners on Saturday, 206 people in total, in their second such swap in 2 days, officials said. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said that all 103 Ukrainians returned were from the military. Russia's defense ministry also released video of its returned servicemen on a bus. According to the ministry's statement, its 103 soldiers had been taken prisoner in Russia's Kursk region, where Ukrainian forces captured territory early August in their first major incursion into the country. The ministry also said the prisoner swap came after mediation by the United Arab Emirates.
Diane Tao from Reuters. Iran on Saturday launched a research satellite into orbit with a rocket built by the Revolutionary Guards, state media reported. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia has more.
Iran hailed the launch as a success, marking the second time this particular rocket has successfully placed a satellite into orbit. The launch comes as heightened tensions grip the wider Middle East over the ongoing Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip, during which Tehran launched an unprecedented direct missile and drone attack on Israel. Meanwhile, Iran continues enriching uranium to levels close to weapons grade, sparking concerns among arms control experts about the direction of Tehran's nuclear program. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The family of Olympic athlete Rebecca Cheptegei blame the police for failing to prevent the attack that ended her life in what they say is yet another case of elite female runners murdered by their partners. Zachary Goldman from Reuters has the story.
Olympic marathon runner Rebecca Cheptegei's killing so soon after the athlete had competed for her native Uganda in the Paris Olympics this past summer shocked the world. But it also sheds light on the dark side of success for female athletes in Kenya's patriarchal society. Police say a former boyfriend named Dixon Diema Marangach ambushed her in her home on September 1st. They say he attacked her sister with a machete, then doused Cheptegei with gasoline and set her on fire. Cheptegei died 4 days later. Rebecca's father, Joseph Cheptegei, told Reuters Rebecca ended the relationship with Marangach in January. He alleged Marangach beat her up, broke her phone, and sent men to try to intimidate her into handing over her land. Her father said that at least 3 times this year, Cheptegei had reported her ex-boyfriend to police, and he blames inaction for his daughter's death.
Zachary Goldman from Reuters. State television in Myanmar says the death toll in the military-run country from flooding and landslides caused by Typhoon Yagi has reached at least 74. Dozens more are missing. The totals were announced Saturday. State media reported that the head of the ruling military council said that Myanmar is requesting relief aid from foreign countries. Typhoon Yagi earlier hit Vietnam, northern Thailand, and Laos. The storm killed more than 260 people there and caused major damage. Efforts to tally casualties and damage and provide relief are complicated. Myanmar is in a state of civil war that began in 2021 after the army seized power from the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. Boeing has not said what the company will do to try to persuade striking union workers to accept the deal on the table. AP correspondent David Koenig reports.
The biggest issue that we heard from workers as they went in to vote and as they were on picket lines is they didn't think this offer of 25% pay raise over 4 years is enough. They want 40%. Of course, that will cost Boeing a lot more money. And Boeing has lost more than $25 billion over the last 6 years. Their debt is around $60 billion. So they don't want to dig a bigger hole, but they are in a difficult spot because they really need those workers to keep the assembly lines going.
AP correspondent David Koenig. Nigeria's army says that troops have rescued 13 hostages who were kidnapped by an extremist group in the northwestern state of Kaduna. The army said in a statement Saturday that troops successfully overwhelmed the terrorists. The military said that several kidnappers were killed and others captured. It didn't specify what armed group the kidnappers belonged to. The rescued hostages were taken to a military facility for a medical assessment before being reunited with their families. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.